Good morning. It's the 12th of October. Our first reading for today is 1 Chronicles chapter 29. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Tennant's book, The Man David. Brother Harry links today's chapter with the record in 1 Kings. He writes, "The charge of David to Solomon had been repeated to the princes, and they were constrained to give to the service of the temple and the worship of their God. The man who had quoted the spirit of Jacob's words as he conferred with Bathsheba, 'The angel which redeemed me from all evil,' said Jacob, now made reference in his frailty to the spirit of Moses' words. 'For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners as all our fathers were. Our days are as shadow, and there is no abiding.' His end was near, and he wished to leave God with Israel, and Israel with God. O Lord, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this for ever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee," as we read in verse 18 of our chapter. It would seem that David had risen from his bed to address the assembling in the presence of Solomon. Nothing could have been more moving. The people looked with love upon a king who, as a shadow, was passing away, but whose counsel would remain with them. Near at hand was the new king, grown out of the old, resplendent, vigorous, the very embodiment of all that they desired. The officers, priests, soldiers, and the royal household were gathered together in homage to a king old and new, and with an abundance of gifts for the Lord their God. Their rejoicing and willingness gladdened the heart of the king, and he opened his mouth in a prayer as exquisite and magnificent as any in Scripture. "Blessed be thou, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all." Such prayers cannot be invented by old men at the end of their days, except that they have prayed thus in the vigour of life. David's spontaneous outpouring was the overflowing of a fountain which had issued forth in prayer and supplication wherever David was. The king turned to the people. "Now bless the Lord your God." Then followed the moment of silence when all heads were bowed before the Lord God of their fathers. The king received their final homage, and the priests prepared the sacrifices, which were so numerous that they continued into the following day. It was fitting, seeing that the first anointing had been a matter of haste, that Solomon should then be brought forth for a second anointing in the city and in the presence of all the people. "I must decrease," was David's part in this closing scene. "He must increase," was his prayer for Solomon, which was answered by the Lord, who magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him. The work of the shepherd king was almost complete, and he knew that death was approaching. Little is recorded of the farewells to the rest of his family, but he spoke once more to Solomon, his son. Please now read 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. What more then do we know about David? Brother Harry writes, "David himself shall stand forth from the dust to see the bright and morning star, and to call him in person, as he did in spirit, my Lord. And he who has the key of David will open the door to the sheepfold of the kingdom, and all the sheep will enter in with one consent and say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord for ever. Amen."